Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. Andrew Luck and T.Y. Hilton have been, I guess the right word would be, clicking, to say the least. No Reggie Wayne has been no problem for Luck's offense. Hilton is young, fast, and productive, and he has the tape to prove it. So for this matchup of the week segment presented by Pepsi, Aqib Talib, you've got another stellar receiver on deck. Hilton is small. He's 5'9" and 178 pounds. But here's another number for you, 3.4. That's his 40-yard dash time. And while we're on the numbers theme, this is what he did to Kansas City. 224 yards, 18 receptions, 2 touchdowns, and that all equals 1 win. And hey, that's all you need in the postseason. He may be one of the smallest wide receivers that Talib will face this season, which adds different challenges.
Guys like him, he run over routes, and crossing routes, and you know, routes that he can use his speed and run away from guys.
Talib has seen a lot this season. Andre Johnson, Jimmy Graham, Julio Jones, and Hilton will be no different. At 6'1", Talib is a tough and physical 205 pounds. That's a lot to escape from. Talib has 4 interceptions on the season, the second highest behind Logan Ryan, and Talib is a disaster for opposing quarterbacks and tough for receivers to outrun. In the past 5 years, he's had 19 interceptions, and 4 of those returned for touchdowns, putting him among the top 10 best in the NFL. Talib has the height, the size, and the strength, but will Hilton have the speed to outroot him?
He's productive at all 3 levels of the defense. I mean, he's a vertical receiver, he's a good intermediate receiver, and he's a good catch and run short receiver that can turn short plays into big plays. So he's a dynamic player that can hurt you in a lot of different ways.
They have a lot of talent over there. Obviously, T.Y. had a great game last weekend. He's a dynamic football player. He's fast. He's quick. He has good hands. He makes a lot of things happen after the catch. So he's a guy that we're just going to have to understand where he's at on the field, how they're trying to get him the ball.
And going off of what Gregory said, something else to consider is their running backs like Donald Brown. The question came up this week with the loss of Brandon Spikes. Does the secondary feel any added pressure to take on more? But as the famous saying in Foxborough goes, as long as everyone does their job, the biggest job should get done. Of course, that would be bringing home a win. That'll do it from Gillette Stadium. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.